Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you keep hope alive. Hallelujah. We have hope because we're breathing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for life this morning. We thank God for allowing the breath of life to remain in our bodies. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Keep hope alive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. I am Glow, and I bring you greetings from beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. I pray that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we are now in Advent. Advent started yesterday. Hallelujah. And Advent is from November 30th until December 27th. Hallelujah. In Advent, in Christianity, Advent refers to the period of 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. It begins on the Sunday closest to November 30th, and yesterday was November 30th, and it ends on December 24th. It is a time of anticipation and preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. The word Advent is derived from the Latin word adventus, which means coming or arrival, which translates to the Greek word parousia. I pray I'm saying that right. Amen. And so this week we are on hope. Yesterday they lit the candle at church for hope. Hope in the biblical meaning is the biblical idea embraces both the expectation and the desire for the thing expected. Sometimes the term refers to the expectation itself, and sometimes to the thing expected. Hallelujah. That's the meaning of hope. And the Webster Dictionary describes it as the same way. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God, and all that is within us. We bless your holy name, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, O God. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, O God, that our hope is built on nothing less, hallelujah, than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for the breath of life, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living one more day, God. One more day to exalt you, oh God. One more day to lift you up and magnify your name, oh God, and give you what's due you, oh God. Every praise, oh God, every word of worship, oh God, belongs to you, God, in the name of Jesus. One more day, oh God, to thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, oh God, hallelujah, making us whole in you, oh God, hallelujah, thank you so much, oh God, one more day to say good morning to each other, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, one more day, oh God, to come before your throne of grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we may obtain mercy, oh God, in the time of need, Father, in your name, we bless your name, Holy Spirit, have your way on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are a good, good Father, oh God, and we are loved by you, oh God. We get to, oh God, enter into your gates with thanksgiving, oh God. We get to come into your courts with praise, oh God. We get to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day, oh God. We keep hope alive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have expectations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we glorify you and magnify you, oh God. And before I finish with going into prayer, I forgot to read my scripture this morning. Hallelujah. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about being in the land of the living, oh God. But my scripture is Romans 8, 24 through 25 from the NIV, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your word. And it says, for in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope. Hallelujah. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? Hallelujah. Who hopes for what they already have? Hallelujah. Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently in the name of Jesus. That's Romans 8, 24 through 25 from the NIV. Who hopes for what they already have, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we bless your name, oh God, and we thank you that we can hold on to hope, oh God. We thank you that we get to keep hope alive, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we get to wait patiently on you, oh God, as you answer our expected prayers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we wait patiently on you, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We want to thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for Edmarie's, our daughter and her granddaughter, oh God, that they made it to their destination safely, oh God, to and fro. We thank you for keeping them, oh God, in your name. So we say thank you, oh God, for Skylar, oh God, and Imani, oh God, making it to where they had to go, oh God. Imani going back to college, oh God. And I'm sorry, Skylar going back to college, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Imani going where she went, Father, hallelujah, picking up her father, oh God, and taking him back home, God. So we thank you. We thank you for traveling mercies in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as we are praying for our Deacon Val and her husband, Deacon Claude, oh God, praying for their health, oh God, in your name, expectations, oh God, that their health is well, oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's a request from Rev D, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all will be well with Deacon Val, hallelujah, and Deacon Claude, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. You're their healer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Kendra is asking, oh God, hallelujah, that we continue to pray for George Modlin. Hallelujah. He was released from the hospital, and he's doing therapy at home, oh God. So we pray for George, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that every therapy, all therapies, oh God, would be well, oh God. We pray for his therapist, the one who comes in, oh God, and shows him all the exercises and things that he needs to do, Father, in your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that George will bounce back, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And she also asks, Kendra also asks, that we pray for herself, or we pray for her, hallelujah, as she was diagnosed with RSV, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we trust in God, our Savior, the one who never fails, oh God, in your name. So we lift Kendra up to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the breath of life in her body, oh God. May she be able to breathe, hallelujah. May she be able to take a breath and hold it in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in your name. So we look to you, God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith for Kendra, oh God. We look to you, who's our healer, oh God, our redeemer and the rock of our salvation, oh God. So we lift Kendra up to you, God, and say thank you, hallelujah, for Jehovah Rapha being with her, oh God. Even in this, oh God, you are the great physician, oh God. And so we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Charlene Taylor asks, oh God, that we pray traveling mercies for her family as they're preparing to go on vacation on the 7th of this month. Hallelujah. Going on vacation with her Aunt Nina, hallelujah, and her mom Lorna, hallelujah, and her sister with her family, hallelujah. So we pray for each and every one, Charlene and all, oh God, who will be traveling, oh God. We pray that you would keep them safe, oh God. Keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger, oh God, as they go on a family vacation, oh God. We pray that they will enjoy one another, oh God. Hallelujah, that they would love, laugh, and pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus while they are together, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Something about that family time, oh God, in your name. May they have fun. fun, oh God. May they enjoy each other, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, oh God, in your name. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Teresa Black, hallelujah. That's Teresa with the H, hallelujah. She asks, oh God, that we keep her family in prayer. She said, especially the parents of Donnell and Tiffany, that her 18-year-old nephew, Donique, who was shot, hallelujah. I think it might have been on Friday night in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, or Saturday night in South Carolina, hallelujah. He is currently hospitalized, hallelujah. We are praying for complete healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh God, hallelujah, for Dante, oh God, Donique, hallelujah. We are praying for Donique, God, in the name of Jesus, praying for his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, praying, hallelujah, for the wound, oh God, praying that he would heal, oh God, praying for his mind, oh God, in your name, and his emotions, oh God, and praying for his parents, oh God, and his entire family, Father, in the name of Jesus, praying that he will be well, oh God, in your name, 18 years old, Father, in the name of Jesus, just thanking you, God, for life, oh God, in your name, for life, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thanking you for his life, oh God, and praying for complete healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, God, and we give you praise, oh God, hallelujah. And Teresa with the H is always thanking Beloved Ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for interceding with her and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God in your name. Rev. Laura asks that we pray for Beverly Randolph, who started chemo, hallelujah, chemotherapy, hallelujah. Is praying for her body, oh God, praying, hallelujah, for recovery, oh God, praying, oh God, that the chemo would do what it's supposed to do, oh God, and not add on anything else, oh God. We believe you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for Beverly's healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God, hallelujah. We call her name out to you, Beverly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she gets chemotherapy, Father, be with her, oh God, hallelujah. Be with her, oh God, with her mind, hallelujah, her thoughts and her emotions as well, oh God, knowing that you're able, oh God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, oh God, according to the power that worketh within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Rev. Laura also asked that we pray for Margaret Stevens. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen her during her recovery, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know what Margaret Stevens stands in need of, God. You know what she stands in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you, God, in your name for being with her as she recovers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rev. Laura also asks, oh God, hallelujah, that we continue to pray with her and that you guide her, oh God, in her new assignment on her in her church, oh God. Hallelujah. Things that she was already doing, oh God, just continue to enhance, oh God. Just continue to pour into her, oh God, that she may pour out to your people, oh God, in your name. Use her for your glory, oh God, for the glory belongs to you, oh God. Use Rev. Laura for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, as she walks up right before you, oh God, as she's pleasing in your sight, oh God, walking worthy of you, Lord God, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in your knowledge, oh God. Be with Rev. Laura, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She also asks that we pray for all families that are affected by mass shooting, oh God. Hallelujah. Just praying for gun violence it's all over, oh God, in your name. When you turn on the news, no matter what state we're in, oh God, in the United States of America, oh God, gun violence is running rampant, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Guns are so easy to get a hold of, oh God, in your name. But we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that the gun law would change, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our children, our 18-year-olds, oh God, Jesus, 5 and 6 year olds, oh God, who have nothing to do with it, oh God. Stray bullets just passing, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Just saw a little boy, oh God, about 6 years old on Facebook who's blind, oh God, because of gun violence, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Babies losing their lives, oh God, because of gun violence, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we believe, oh God, we keep hope alive, oh God, that the gun violence would stop, oh God, in your name, that the guns will be removed off the streets, oh God, in your name, that our children, our teenage children, oh God, our young adult children, oh God, our grown adult children, oh God, hallelujah, our grandfathers, oh God, will put down the guns, oh God, in your name, and pick up the Bible, oh God, and pick up books to read to their children, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Put them down, oh God, hallelujah, put them down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just lift you up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that gun violence would cease, oh God, in your name. Rev Laura also asks that we pray for Gloria Wisdom, who is 99 years old. Oh God, we thank you for life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, praying for her healing, oh God, and thanking the Lord she didn't break any bones after falling in her home, oh God. Now she's in a nursing home, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for Gloria Wisdom's life, oh God, at 99 years old, oh God. Bless the Lord, oh our soul, and all that is within us. We bless your name, and we say thank you for her life, oh God. And we say thank you for everything that you have done, oh God. The stories that she gets to tell, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, and we give you praise, oh God. And we have another prayer from Teresa with the H, oh God. She asked that we pray for her niece Jamisa, who's dealing with health issues, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We lift Jamisa up to you, oh God, in every health issue, oh God, that she's growing through, Father, in your name. We pray that you will be with her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. We pray, oh God, everything that she needs to do, oh God, because we know that faith without works is dead, oh God, in your name. We have faith to believe, oh God, that you're able, that you are the healer, oh God, in your name. But we have to put sometimes, oh God, because we know that you can miraculously heal, oh God, hallelujah. But sometimes we have to do the work ourselves, oh God, trusting in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift Jamisa up to you, oh God, as Teresa asks that we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the broader spectrum for people with hypertension, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will gain control, that we would, oh God, in your name, hallelujah, high hypertension, high blood pressure, all those things, oh God, that we, hallelujah, will be able to get under control, oh God, by the maybe the medicines we take, oh God, changing our diet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, exercising more, oh God, whatever it is that we need to do, oh God. Help us to do it, oh God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's easier to say than to do, oh God. Hallelujah. But we choose life today, oh God. Hallelujah. You give us a choice, oh God, in your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we choose life today, oh God, in your name. And so we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a good, good Father, and we are loved by you. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God, and we thank you you for every prayer request that came across, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and asking that you have your way, oh God, as we wait patiently, oh God. Our hope is in you, oh God. We don't give up, God. We wait, oh God, hallelujah, for our prayers to be answered, oh God. We thank you for every prayer that's in the bowl, oh God, in your name. We thank you for every tear that you bottle up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just glorify you this morning. We love you this morning, oh God, because you first loved us, oh God. And we know, oh God, when we come asking, seeking, and knocking, you hear us when we pray. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Hallelujah and amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us this morning, oh God. We thank you all for joining us. We ask that, hallelujah, that you continue to send your prayer requests in to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. And we ask, oh God, hallelujah, anything that you want to know about Beloved Ministries, go to belovedministriesny.com, and you can find all our events, everything that will be taking place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. This week, we have our hour of prayer on Thursday, hallelujah, so we ask that you join us. You can find all that information on belovedministriesny.com, and remember, hallelujah, to get on Tell Me Something Good this morning at 7:45. So I'm going to unmute the line and that we may say good morning to one another. In Jesus' name, amen.